The Obama administration is working on crafting a new ocean policy, and the leaders involved say it will take unprecedented collaboration among agencies to make it work. Currently, oversight of ocean issues falls to different departments divided into areas like fisheries, offshore natural resources, marine life, and Coast Guard operations. But a task force convened by President Obama last summer is moving forward, developing goals for a new ocean plan. It's led by Nancy Sutley, who runs the White House Council for Environmental Quality.
We recognize the need for ecosystem-based management and moving away from an uncoordinated sector-by-sector or stovepiped approach towards a more integrated marine resource management.
The Ocean Policy Task Force released an interim report in September and is now working on a final one, which will come out next month. It held meetings throughout coastal parts of the country, including in Alaska, to gather testimony. Today, they updated the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Oceans on their progress. Environmentalists also testified about what they hope to see in a new policy, including Alaska's former Commissioner of Environmental Conservation, Dennis Takahashi Kelso. He held that job when the Exxon Valdez oil tanker ran aground and says that experience showed him the importance of ocean health. Kelso is now vice president of Ocean Conservancy and says any new policy must bring together different agencies.
The ocean policy provides the first really concrete opportunity to bring together the agencies, to give them a clear target and to have them manage for a specific set of goals rather than being spread out in a kind of set of authorities that I call Swiss cheese. Parts of it are really dense, parts of it have holes. And the way to fix it is to bring everybody together with a specific mandate.
One goal of the task force is to develop a framework for coordinated use of blocks of the ocean called marine spatial planning. Alaska Senator Mark Begich warned that can be a lot more complicated than it sounds. Begich recalled his days as Anchorage mayor when the city underwent a decade-long comprehensive planning process.
I look at marine spatial planning as it's zoning for the waters. I mean, that's basically what it is. And I want to also echo some concerns of how that, I'd be very curious how that process works, because as someone who struggled with doing a simple, I thought, comprehensive plan for a community that wasn't that large in the sense of ground mass, it turned into a long, drawn-out process and very expensive process.
Begich says he's concerned the initial oceans report lacks understanding of the economics of the oceans in fisheries, energy issues, and commerce. But task force members say their primary goal is stewardship of the oceans. Jane Lubchenco, head of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says a major looming problem is climate change, especially in the Arctic. She says agencies will be better able to adapt if they work together. She pointed to a recent massive algae bloom off Washington State's coast that left 8,000 birds dead.
One of the things we're going to see more and more often are surprises with respect to things like that happening. I do not know if we can attribute that event to climate change specifically, but it is clear that we are seeing increasing surprises, and part of our management should be done with the expectation that we are going to be seeing surprises, that there is uncertainty in this future world that is being so affected by greenhouse gas emissions.
The Ocean Policy Task Force told senators today that once their final report is released next month, it will be open to public comment for 30 days before anything moves forward.